Napa Knee Today presents Shoeless Joe's Napa Knee. Hooray for coaches.
In studio, I have Mark Ford. He's the head coach of the Napa Knee Crunch Pee Wee Girls Double B team. Thanks for joining us, Mark. First off, I'd love to know how you got involved in coaching.
It's 26 years plus coaching. So I started with when I was at university, I went and applied for coaching job with a grade 7-8 team. And it was actually like interview and sat through it and Alexander Galt Pipers was a grade 7-8 coach there. So started there and then played university football and coached high school basketball while I was at university and then progressed to coach college basketball and then moved back home and coached with the Guardsmen organization and then the Spirits. And then when the kids get old enough to play hockey, that's where kind of all my time went. So kind of graduated in the hockey programs at Deserano and then once my daughter got old enough to come to the Crunch organization, we transitioned here. So I have five kids. Kayla played Crunch hockey, Stars hockey, and then went on to play at the Ontario Hockey Academy and then pursued a career in hockey there and is coaching now at Crunch, which is great. And then Brody and Hayden played through the Stars organization, and then Hayden went on to play junior hockey, and Brody went on to play university football. So it's now Neely Ray and Kenna who are coming through have got me back into coaching on the girls' side and kind of really enjoy it. You know, it's nice to come back through. I've been through all the way through to the midget, so novice to midget twice. and then thought maybe I'll step away and then got back involved in a novice program when Kenna and Neely were playing and kind of found the love of the game again because it's such a fun age. And so now I've followed them. They're in Pee-wee. And we'll see. Maybe I'll go all the way through to midget again and then finally become a parent and watch. And
what do you get out of the experience?
I think, it's taking a group of kids and forming a team and everyone being individual. And it's kind of like you're building a society, a little social network. You know, you're building a friendship. You see each one of them develop week in and week out. And then it's like, you know, it's taking them beyond where they think they can be. And that's probably the best part of it is like knowing after so many years of coaching, it's like, you know, the kind of stage we're at, we're struggling at something, but you know, you're going to get it. And it's, I think that's the fun part about it is each year it changes. You get to go back in and say, okay, how do you build this again? And it's not about winning and losing. I mean, some people think it's like, oh, it's, you got to win a championship every year. That's success. That's not success. That's great. That's the goal. But it's really when, you know, after you have a child come back and say, you know, coach, I really enjoyed this about it. Or you see them hanging out as friends 2-3 years later that they're still socializing together and they talk about those memories. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. We're playing double B hockey, right? ESPN's not here every day. And that's just a reality of it. And so you got to enjoy coming to the rink, you enjoy the hour before, talking with your coaches, some parents driving by or watching the game before. And then, you know, you watch the kids all march in, put their skates on, and then they're friends for an hour, right? And then they leave. And some of them leave and they don't talk again until next practice. And some are hanging out together. So I've always enjoyed the beyond hockey part of it. And then you add parents in there. Parents can be fun too.
They can be.
Yeah.
What's the biggest challenge you've faced as a coach?
Reinventing myself year in and year out. You know, the kids aren't 26 years ago. The kids are totally different today, right? And it's probably, kids don't follow me. I have to follow the kids, if that makes sense. You know, I still have firm, fun, and fair is that's the three things I believe in. And, but I've had to, you know, I have to know what TikTok's all about, right? And 26 years ago, it was the internet. Think about that. You know, the internet was just happening and dial-up, right? yeah. So that's been the biggest challenge and something I'm always, you know, you've always got to be learning as a coach. You can't rest on who you were 26 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you have to be there for the kids and adapt to the kids because the kids aren't necessarily going to adapt to you. And that's probably where coaches make the biggest mistake, right? I'm the coach. You got to follow my direction. But if you don't recognize, you know, their talents, the skill sets, the who you have as a team, the how it's changed, and you expect them to always play your way, you're not going to make it. And in a season, you'll find it too. You'll be like, oh, I'm going down this path. And no, it's not. You got to go back the other way and pull them along, right? And push them in a different direction and a different style. So
if somebody out there is listening and they've always wanted to coach, but they just haven't made that step yet, what advice would you give them?
Oh, just come up to the rink. Come up to the rink any day. And there are Tuesdays and Thursdays. Put your skates on and show you how to push pucks around. I mean, don't hold back because you don't think you have something to offer. You know, you may need to be a student of the game. You can't, and that's okay. But we're always looking for people to come on the ice and learn. And I think that's the biggest, you know, two biggest concerns. We won't have referees in the future, and we won't have coaches in the future. And we see it every year. It's even for boards, volunteering for the boards. Like, there's just a real shortage of hands on deck. And one of my biggest kind of new mandates is to kind of get more female coaches involved, right? Crunch organization, we have a handful, but, you know, there's nothing better than a female mentor for a female player. And definitely come on out. Always welcome. So
now, what is your biggest accomplishment? What are you most proud of?
I don't know. We've had several championships over the years. I think it's just knowing that you've developed kids, and and they've come back and talked to you and said, you know, this is how you've helped me coach. And I don't look at it as wins and losses, because I have lots of losses and lots of trophies, right? I mean, there isn't a trophy that's like more important than another one. But there's lots of great individual stories of success that I really cherish the most.
Thank you so much, Mark, for coming in and sharing all of this with us.